Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Let me be clear. Any American wants to come home, we will get you home.
President Biden in August. Human Rights Watch in Afghanistan is reporting the Taliban have killed or forcibly disappeared over 100 former members of Afghan security forces that helped U.S. forces in country. Taliban promises of an amnesty with no retributions for all that registered was met with different outcomes. Taliban spokesman Inamullah Samanagani told the New York Times the ruling Afghan group was fully committed to the amnesty and that such killings are on rogue fighters trying to settle old scores. A Texas court has forced the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy this week. Mexico has yet to sign off on reinstating the program, which could push back its implementation. Well, here's a fun fact. It was warmer in Denver, Colorado Monday afternoon than in most cities in Florida. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Prosecutors want the United States Supreme Court to reinstate sex offender Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction. They say the verdict was thrown out of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court because a press release gave the shame actor lifetime immunity. Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele called the court's decision an indefensible rule, and Cosby needs to be in prison. Well, real Christmas trees are going to be hard to come by this year.
Due to supply chain issues around the country, Christmas trees are expected to be more expensive and scarce this year. Todd Gannon, owner of Riverview Christmas Tree Farm in South Dakota, says issues are affecting the entire country, not just his state.
We're seeing it all over the country. We run short in supply. We generally truck in from neighboring states, and we were unable to even get some pre-cut trees in this year.
Gannon adds that weather has played a huge part in causing a Christmas tree shortage. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With very little notice, some schools across America decided to close their doors because teachers are burnt out. Erica Sanzi with the Parents Defending Education on Fox News explains schools closing their doors makes them non-essential, and the money for schools should go to the parents to make other arrangements.
Yeah, this is a major problem. Certainly the unions are at play in some of these decisions. We know that these days off were negotiated by unions and districts. So, number one, we can't ever ignore the influence that they play. But I think that there's a major problem here in that in a lot of these cities, these schools were already closed either most or all of last year. So parents are in no mood right now to hear about last-minute closures and also then to have to sort of listen to the reason being teacher burnout and teacher mental health days, not because they don't acknowledge that this has been a very difficult time for teachers, but that it completely ignores what this has done to families and parents and caregivers who often don't get paid if they don't get to work.
Right.
you know, can't go to work because their kids are home, you know, don't have benefits if they're not able to go to work and are scrambling at the last minute, especially when they have young children at home. I actually would think about this more in the sense of, do we or do we not believe that public schools are an essential service? Because right now, if a building does not open its doors 5 days a week to students, then it can't call itself an essential service.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And we've got Laura Ritchie in the house. She's an author and mom, originally created the Advent storybook for her own children to highlight God's role as rescuer in each of their lives. Laura, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, I love this season. You know, it first starts out, you know, with I bookend it with, you know, with Thanksgiving and of course Christmas Day, but in between is that period of time where we're readying ourselves to welcome Jesus. And, you know, and it reminds us that, yes, Jesus came before, but he said that I will come again. And in a way, we should have this sense of Advent with us, 24/7, 365 days a year, shouldn't we?
Yes, I think so. You know, we have hope because of Jesus.
Yes. That's right. And, of course, hope is the first candle of the Advent wreath that was lit on Sunday. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, hope and who you have hope in. And I think that all that's happening right now in our world, Laura, I think that's the question. God, in a sense, is speaking through all these events that are happening in our culture and saying, okay, well, who do you hope in? Is it Dr. Yeah. Fauci? Is it the President of the United States? Or, you know, dare I say, should it be me?
Right. Right. I would agree with you.
Right. So the Advent storybook, tell us about this creation and how it came about. And we know that you did it, or, you know, you were motivated because you wanted to do something as a learning opportunity for your children, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the first book, the Advent storybook, I did originally just write for my kids. I didn't celebrate Advent growing up, but I had heard about it probably in college. And so I really wanted something that we could do together as a family, you know, through the month of December that would, as you said, kind of focus, our attention and our hearts on what is really going on, you know, like why Christmas matters and, you know, why Jesus actually came. And so I looked for a book that would be appropriate for my little one at the time. I think my oldest was like 3. And so it needed to be short and simple, and I really wanted it to be historically accurate and focused on Jesus. And I just couldn't find anything that met those criteria at the time. And so I wrote it, you know, and we read through it that first Advent and Christmas, and my oldest loved it. And then the following summer, I felt very strongly that God wanted me to try to publish it. And I started doing research and basically reached the conclusion that me publishing a book would be impossible You know, I don't have a platform. No publisher would want to publish anything for me. But God just kept telling me, you need to try to do this. And so I found an illustrator that I really liked, and together we decided to do a crowdfunding campaign through Kickstarter and just see if anybody would want to help us, you know, make it happen. God worked all of that out, and then we published with, or we partnered with David C. Cook, my editor, actually.
Yes.
Wanted to partner with us. So that's how the first one came about, and it was very, very miraculous and impossible.
It always is, and it always seems to work that way, that God uses, seemingly impossible situations with people. But, you know, for you, the whole idea of hope has such incredible dimension now, because as you're doing this, and I'm sure you're having a lot of those 3 o'clock in the morning wake ups and talking to God going, you know, really, is this really what you want me to do? And why are you waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning? You know, I got kids to deal with, you know, 6 or 7 would work just fine. Something about 3 o'clock in the morning, I often find, I think it's God's sense of humor.
Yeah. At the time we had 3 kids who were 3 and under. And then 2 jobs that were on opposite schedules so that one of us could be with the kids. It was a crazy time. But yes, God was just like, Laura, you need to do this. You need to try to trust me and, you know, at least try to do it. And so I did, and he made it happen. And now it's grown, you know, into the Bible storybook series. So we have the Easter storybook, which is, it has 40 stories that can be read during the season of Lent, which is, you know, the season before Easter.
Right.
And now these new boy books that are for the little guys.
Yes. And how cool. But, you know, like I said, getting back to Advent, because this is the season that we're in. And here you are motivated initially to say, hey, let's do something different. And, you know, you did learn about, you know, Advent, the preparation and of our hearts and our minds, you know, for this Christmas season. And I got to imagine for you, because I know it was the same way for me, Laura, frankly, when I started embracing, you know, the Advent season and what it was about. I mean, it brought a dimension of appreciation of the whole celebration of Christmas in a totally different light, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, as a kid, I loved Christmas, you know, and it's still my favorite holiday. But it seemed like there was so much buildup just for that one day, you know. And then as soon as the presents were opened, it was just kind of everything deflated, and it was kind of over. And I like how Advent stretches things out and gives you time to think about, you know, what really happened, you know, why did Jesus come, and just kind of prepare. And so it isn't just a one day and it's done kind of thing. It stretched over the whole month of December, which really helped.
You know, you think about the period of time that people waited for Jesus all that time. I mean, thousands of years, right? And I believe, or at least what I'm coming to believe, was God often, you know, throughout the reading of Scripture in the Old Testament, you always hear this repeated frame that they would know that I'm God. That God shows himself from time to time. I mean, this idea that God is disconnected, he doesn't care, he's just some kind of cosmic, distant being that, you know, could care less about, you know, who I am and what I'm doing or what our country is doing, what the world is doing. And he's just kind of letting it go and leaving it on autopilot. And God reminds us, and certainly, you know, we have the constant reminder annually of Christmas, of clearly why God sent Jesus, as you said. I mean, he sent Jesus to remind everybody that, hey, I'm with you. You know, I said I'd never leave you. I wouldn't forsake you. And I'm with you to such a degree that I'm sending you my son. My only begotten son, I'm sending him from heaven to earth to remind you and to give you concrete evidence that I am God.
Right. So the first book, the Advent storybook, starts with creation, you know, and God made everything good. And we all enjoy perfect relationships, you know, with God and with each other and with all of creation. There was no death, there was no pain, no evil. But then, you know, Adam and Eve believed the serpent's lies and everything broke at that time. And ever since then, you know, God made a promise that he was going to send a son to crush the head of the serpent. And ever since then, people have looked and longed for that son to come. and make everything good and new again, like it initially was. And that's who Jesus is. He's the promised son.
Yeah.
So that is the message of these books, you know, is that we're celebrating the birth of that rescuer who came to make all things good and new again.
Exactly. And that's only part of the story, because we still have the second part to realize. Right. And much in the same way as you mentioned, in anticipation, how people were looking for their Savior to come. He's yet to come again. We've got more from Laura after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back with you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. That's the way we like to come at you, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're visiting with Laura Ritchie. She is an author and a mom, three kids, and originally created the Advent Storybook for her own children to highlight God's role as rescuer in each of their lives. And she has a second book. So it started out with My First Advent Storybook, and then now Count My Way to Jesus. Now, were both these books released simultaneously, Laura?
Yes, these two board books were. They're based on the original The Advent Storybook, which is for a little bit older, you know, like 4 to 8 year olds. But yes, these two board books, My First Advent Storybook and Count My Way to Jesus, were both released in October of this year at the same time.
So you got some old math involved in Count My Way to Jesus, the old traditional math, not the new math that, bruises everybody's brain. It's just a real simple way to count as we do a countdown to Jesus, right?
Right, yes. Yeah. So Count My Way to Jesus, starts with the Nativity, actually, and it has a little four lines of text, and then it prompts you to count, the five happy grown-ups and the five animals. And then you look at the manger, and Jesus isn't there. It's an empty manger. Yeah. And so then you count your way through the rest of the stories and illustrations to find baby Jesus at the end.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of leading you through and preparing you through the Advent season, right? Which is, referenced in My First Advent Storybook.
Right, yes. Both of the books focus on how Jesus came to rescue us. That's the main message of both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus coming to rescue us and make all things new, you write. Throughout this illustrated board book, young children in My First Advent Storybook learn about the promise God made from the days of Abraham to the arrival of baby Jesus. I mean, it's so cool that you do this. I mean, and the thing that is also really interactive and powerful is that when you have parents and grandparents, reading this book to their children, I mean, it really helps solidify the message and moves their hearts as well. I mean, here it is, you intend the kids to get an idea, but it's the parents who read it are also benefiting from it, right?
It is. It's fun that it gets to do something that you get to do together. And as anyone with little ones knows, you're going to read these books over and over and over.
Yes, exactly.
My almost two-year-old calls them his Jesus books, and he wants us to read them multiple times a day. And then, he loves the illustrations and finding things in illustrations, and that's honestly how I get him to sit through the text is we talk about the illustration, like find the stars or find the monkey. And then, the book has little prompts at the end. One of his favorites is, can you blink your big eyes like the camels do? And so he always looks at me whenever we turn to that page and looks up at me and blinks his eyes. It's so cute. It's great for little ones. It's a condensed, simplified version of the original, the Advent storybook. But it has the same message, just in a shorter, more concise format that the little guys can understand.
Exactly. How can they get their hands on your books?
They are available at most, Amazon, Christian Book, Target, lots of online places for sure. If they're not certain that they want to buy them at those, I think we have a list of all the places at adventstorybook.com. So they can go to that website and find a complete list of all the places they can find the books.
Excellent. And it's okay. One of those, Christmas gifts that you want to open before Christmas. And that'll be a constant reminder. I mean, it will be more than, not like a typical present you might get on Christmas Day, as you said. When we were little growing up, it was like one and done. Here comes the day, it's gone, and then you get this big letdown.
Right.
But this is something that really, prepares everyone. And this is what Advent is all about. It's about preparation. I mean, we're getting ready to welcome the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I mean, here is a baby, and this is a reminder, again, that God has not forsaken us. He hasn't forgotten about us. He's faithful to his promise, and he sent his son to save us.
And, you know, and when you ponder that and you really, you know, just meditate on this during this Advent season, boy, it just adds a dimension of appreciation and gratefulness for what Christmas really is all about, doesn't it?
It really does. Yes. You know, Christmas is, it's a miracle. And it's our best interest hope that everything that is around us that is broken and, you know, terrifying and sad, all of it is going to be put to rights one day. Jesus is making things new even right now. And one day everything will be good and new again.
Exactly. Well, and when you go through the weeks of Advent, as you studied them, Laura, how do you present them in the book? We know the first week is hope. Walk through the next 3 weeks with our audience.
Sure. So in my first Advent storybook, you know, we focus on hope for day one, and it is about Abram and God's promise, you know, to bless every family. And then the next day is faith. And it's about God leading the Israelites through the Red Sea and rescuing them. And then the next one focuses on David and how God would bring joy to the world through David's family. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jesus came from the line of David. And then the next one is peace. And it's the picture of the angel telling Mary that she would be the mother of the promised king. And then the last one is the Nativity, and, you know, that is the one that is sometimes love in some traditions, you know, sometimes purity, but it's, you know, Jesus who came to make all things new.
Exactly. That really, in a sense, for this time and space, seals the deal, doesn't it? I mean, when you go through this process, you go through this Advent, the 4 weeks in preparation, you know, from hope to faith to joy, you know, to peace and the love of God made evident and clear in Jesus's coming. I mean, that really it's as he says on the cross, it's finished. He's done. He's completed. He's completed his mission until he comes back again. And this is what expectant hearts of people of faith are waiting for. And that is the second coming of Jesus that could happen at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we get to be a part of, you know, his mission. You know, on the cross, he conquered death and said that life has the last word and that he is stronger than evil and death. And then, you know, his mission continues, you know, through his friends, the apostles, and then the first Christians, and on through us today. You know, God's Spirit is still empowering us to be a part of what he's doing and making all things good and new. But yes, once he comes again and, you know, heaven comes back down to earth, everything will be good, and he will be our king, and he will make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be. We won't have to keep, you know, suffering and just all of the evil and brokenness that's all around us, that will end, and we have hope that that will end.
Yeah, and hope and faith is something that we need to get us through this process, because it's not like just because Jesus came the first time that everything is perfect. It's far from it. And Jesus warned us, said that travail will happen. You know, we'll have our challenges. The trials will be there. It's what we... You know, it's how we grow through them and how we continue to, you know, realize that God is trustworthy and that we can always count on God regardless of the circumstances, no matter what we're dealing with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it's really hard when, you know, you're surrounded by so much evil and death and pain and brokenness, to really remember and realize that God is good and that he is working for our good. But that really is the truth. And it's so hard to see it, and it's so hard to believe it. But he helps us endure in that hope. And he is going to make everything good and new again.
Exactly. Evil is real. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's important. I think sometimes we think that maybe it's an exaggeration, but evil is real. And I believe that as the days draw nigh to Jesus' second coming, evil is manifesting itself more aggressively. And all you have to do is look across our society and see it to be so. Laura Ritchie, thank you, Laura.
A home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Let me be clear. Any American wants to come home, we will get you home.
President Biden in August. Human Rights Watch and Afghanistaners reporting the Taliban have killed or forcibly disappeared over 100 former members of Afghan security forces that helped U.S. forces in country. Taliban promises of an amnesty with no retributions for all that registered was met with different outcomes. Taliban spokesman Inamullah Samanagani told the New York Times the ruling Afghan group was fully committed to the amnesty and that such killings are on rogue fighters trying to settle old scores. A Texas court has forced the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy this week. Mexico has yet to sign off on reinstating the program, which could push back its implementation. Well, here's a fun fact. It was warmer in Denver, Colorado Monday afternoon than in most cities in Florida. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. We've got Lou Euler, yes, the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Happy Thanksgiving, Lou.
Well, the same to you. And, you know, the nation will recover from what we've been going through here. And Thanksgiving is a time to give our thanks for that and for this great nation that we have.
Yeah, you think about the legacy and the heritage in which we live under, Lou, that started over 400 years ago with the pilgrims who celebrated the first Thanksgiving. You know, and I think it's kind of interesting that at the first Thanksgiving, we were, you know, as a people and as an idea, the pilgrims were kind of the immigrants to the new land. And here they were able to, you know, come into agreement and be compatible with, you know, the native residents at the time. And, of course, what they experienced in those early years, you know, the deaths in their community. I mean, half of their community was, you know, succumbed to disease. And here we are, you know, 400 years later, and we're dealing with a pandemic ourselves. But the pilgrims, even in the midst of all that, having lost, you know, half of their population, still found a way to come together and thank God you know, for this opportunity. They chose to look forward, understanding that the, you know, behind them was real, that there were deaths in the family. There were people that were not there at that first Thanksgiving table, but still their hope abounded in such a way that they held on to God's promises. And here we are 400 years later, and we can thank the pilgrims for setting the stage, right?
Absolutely. And they came seeking new freedoms to worship as they chose. They found new friends in the Indian population that was already here. They did work together. They all worked in a sharing way, which is so contrasted with the way in which our country is being run today, with such a overwhelming left-wing progressive drill that is destroying the very set of freedoms that the pilgrims sought to spend the time. Can you imagine crossing the Atlantic in a small sailing ship, 90 days on the Atlantic? That took real courage and real guts, and they had to be committed people. That's what we have to be now, is recommitted and use our common sense and our heritage to rebuild this America of ours.
And that's what they did to survive, Lou. I mean, basically, what this country is considering right now and what the progressive left would want us to do is to go back 400 years and try once again what the pilgrims realized didn't work, and that is this socialistic approach. But what they discovered in that process, that it wasn't working. But as soon as they gave individuals land and responsibility and the encouragement to fend for themselves and take on self-responsibility and production, they started to thrive. And that was the seeds to this great American free enterprise system that we're living under to this very day. And so it's why do we want to repeat the mistakes of over 400 years ago just in our own country, that the pilgrims proved that it didn't work?
Right. No, you know, few people really understand that when they landed, they decided to work in a kind of socialist way where everybody owned the land and each other, et cetera. And what they got was a bad result, because the motivation of personal responsibility was taken out the way they organized it. And it wasn't but a handful of years until they started redistributing the land to individuals to develop, then it all began to work. And that's what we've got to do again here, is we've got to give responsibility back to individuals, make this a nation fair to all who will work and risk their future and go forward. That's building a new right-sized government is what we need to do now, not this build bigger, better nonsense. We go back to our roots and give a responsibility to real people in real communities who worship and thrive because of their work.
Well, people need to understand, Lou, this whole idea of build back better is all hollow. It's empty. There's no substance to this deal. I mean, here it is, the president, with Build Back Better and, you know, his vision of building back better. I mean, he's had close to a year. I mean, you would, not that you would expect everything to come about, but give me some indication that this idea that you are pushing upon the American people and taking money out of our treasury to fund, give me some hope. Show me where this thing is working. Where is the growth? Where are the seeds? Where are the new blossoms of this great, you know, this great idea of build back better? I don't see it.
No, you're absolutely right. And we have in what is going on at this very moment, a clear definition of why what the president is trying is so dumb and stupid. He started on the oil front by closing a pipeline, turning off lands for new drilling, et cetera. Now he wants to open the National Petroleum Reserve because he screwed up so badly, instead of correcting the problem directly, and that is building more fuel from the private sector, and methane isn't going to kill us. We've already cured that problem, and we have to get over this absurd nonsense that of the new religion of the left, the so-called climate change, that has been driving a lot of policy that is wrecking our country. Stop it now.
Well, and the thing that's amazing about this, you know, every time they bring this up, it's like the wrong gospel, wrong church. I mean, half of America kind of yawns. But the deal is even for that half, I want to say, look, you can't go to sleep on this deal because, you know, they have been pounding the drum to such a degree that, you know, more and more average Americans believes that there's some veracity to this deal, that it is something that we really need to be concerned about because they're not spending the time and studying about it. They're not looking into the science of, you know, climate change and this narrative that they've been pushing for the longest time because, you know, remember, Al Gore championed the cause early on, got an Oscar and all that good stuff and everything else. Well, you know, based on his movie, the country, you know, California should be buried underwater by now. And how much of the planet should be drowning and underneath right now based on his prediction. So but people don't want to hold that into account. They give him space. And it's like, look, I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from the same and the same people that gave us these models for, you know, climate change and all this devastation were the same people that gave us the models for COVID. And so here we are. We give these same knuckleheads, you know, space and room, and we listen to them and go, wait a minute, you guys got it wrong back with climate change, and now, and you're getting it wrong with COVID. You know, what's next that we're supposed to just, you know, listen to and take hook, line, and sinker from them?
Yes, the reality that we should look at is the fact that Michelle and Barack bought a home at Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, not far from the sea and not above the sea by but a few feet. And if they truly believed that the world was changing, the seas were going to rise and cover, why would they have purchased a home there? I think their action in buying that home is the most direct and explicit revocation of the claims of climate change that we could have, and we just dismiss it all and go back to a reality for America.
Well, Nancy Pelosi just bought a big palace down in Jupiter, Florida, you know, on the East Coast.
Yes.
So, you know, what? Again, to your point, you know, what is that telling you? What do they know that they're not telling us? But you know, they're still out there. And Nancy Pelosi and her husband, they don't invest. They don't put their money into silly things. I mean, that is one thing that they're very serious about, is their money and their investments. No doubt about it. Well, Lou, we got to leave it there. And so, until next week, my friend, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Thank you so much for being with us always. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Thank you, Lou.
Okay, you take care.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Alan Parker joining us, the president of the Justice Foundation, talking about a U.S. Supreme Court landmark abortion case that they're going to be dealing with on December the 1st that might overturn Roe v. Wade. Alan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, help us understand how real is this possibility that the Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade? Break it down for our audience so they understand what's hanging in the balance here.
Well, thank you. It is actually very close, I believe, and it'll either be this case or perhaps the next one. And here's three reasons why. Number one, the Supreme Court has already admitted that at the moment of abortion, an infant life is killed. That they made that in 2007. And then they also said in that case, some women come to regret aborting the infant life they once sustained and created, and severe depression and loss of esteem could follow. And in 1992, they said abortion causes devastating psychological consequences. So think about that. The court says it's killing an infant life. It has devastating psychological consequences. Why haven't they overturned it till now? Why would anybody in America want to hurt women and kill a child? Well, there hasn't been a government safety net to help women. No person wants to kill a child, but we want to help women in difficult circumstances. And the third major reason today why I think we're going to see success is there is something called the Safe Haven Law.
Yes.
All 50 states, no matter where your listeners are today, their state has a law, and under that law, no woman has to parent a child that she doesn't feel she's able to or want to do, take care of parenting responsibility. So if the state says, well, we're not going to allow you to have an abortion, you can't kill a human being, but we will help you. And you use the safe haven law by simply dropping the baby off, relinquishing the child at usually a fire station or hospital or other designated safe space within a designated time, and you're free from 18 years of obligation to care for that child. So basically the court can say, well, the states are now giving women freedom from unwanted parenting without killing the baby and emotionally and sometimes physically damaging the woman.
Exactly. Well, and what's underreported or even not reported at all is the damage that is done to women during the abortion process. And I know that you're representing thousands, over 2,000 women who have post-abortive stories of how their bodies have physically, I mean, psychologically is one thing, and we've been reporting about that, you know, for decades on this show because of just anecdotal experience. All you got to do is talk to a woman who's gone through an abortion, and she'll tell you, and I repeat this, and my audience hears this all the time when I talk to women, and now even increasingly, Alan, as I talk to men, they're saying the same thing. My child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. Can you imagine? I mean, for them to hold that in their heart and in their spirits, that's something that Planned Parenthood and these other abortion manufacturing oligarchs are not telling women about. They're finding out about it post-abortion, and they're devastated. And this has been an organic movement because of the experience that women have gone through since 1973 when the Supreme Court decided on Roe v. Wade. I hesitate. It's not a law, and I keep reminding people it's not a law. And even though you'll have President Biden and you had President Obama before him saying that this was that Roe v. Wade is law, that is not so because it did not go through Congress. This was a decision by the Supreme Court. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it's just the same way that some people argued segregation was the law of the land because the Supreme Court in 1896 in Plessy versus Ferguson said, we're not going to give equal rights to African Americans. We're going to say separate but equal is equal. Mm-hmm. And it was in 1954, after 58 years of segregation supposedly being the Constitution when it wasn't, that the court in Brown v. Board of Education finally said, okay, 58 years is long enough. Separate but equal is not equal. And they began to dismantle segregation in America. So the Supreme Court doesn't always get it right. And you might as well say segregation forever if you're going to say abortion forever, particularly when right. We know it kills a child, we know it hurts a woman, and there's a better alternative for every woman through the safe haven law. We can stop killing exactly. children.
You've got experience. You have technology that's now available that wasn't in 1973. And this is something, you know, Alan, I hope at the end of the day, after everything is all said and done, that America wakes up and realizes that we're flawed. You know, we're flawed human beings. We do the best we can do. But we need to be real careful when we start making decisions based on emotion, which was the thrust behind Roe v. Wade. It was a political, emotional idea and concept that was thrust upon the people. And surprise, it ends up getting a decision by the Supreme Court. And here we are, 60 million babies later that have been murdered in their mother's womb, and this is, I mean, you talk about the sins of this country, this is a sin that we will deal with until the day we die.
That is absolutely right, and we must repent of those sins. I'm also a licensed yes. Baptist minister, and this country was founded on Judeo-Christian tradition, which says all life is sacred. In fact, what yes. used to unite us in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution was all men are created equal. Now, we didn't treat everybody equally. We eliminated slavery. We eliminated segregation. Now it's time to eliminate discrimination against children in the womb.
Amen.
And then under the safe haven laws, the woman can be free. And what will happen to those children? This is just a medical fact today. There are 1 to 2 million every year on a revolving cohort of women who cannot have babies who want to adopt babies.
Exactly.
So when the state gets the baby through safe haven, and at no cost to the woman, unlike abortion, and without hurting herself or killing the child, they'll take those homes, the children, and give them to the carefully vetted homes waiting to adopt and love newborn children. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. And people can watch the oral argument or listen to it on the website at the Supreme Court or on our website that we're having right now for the next 3 days, National Day of Repentance, because we believe America needs to pray for the Supreme Court and turn back to God. God is saying, America, return to me, and I will return to you. He hates the shedding of innocent blood. That's in the book of Proverbs. And he doesn't want anyone to perish. He doesn't want anyone to be killed. But he is a just judge. And as Abraham Lincoln said, it may be that the Civil War was a judgment of Almighty God on America for the bloodshed that was shed through slavery. I pray that we don't have a civil war in America. And one of the ways to do that is to stop the killing of children, stop hurting women, and help the child and the woman through the safe haven laws. It's time to become a just society again.
Amen. And we can only find that in God. We can only find that in our Judeo-Christian foundational principles and God's law. I mean, you hear God when he says that when Cain killed Abel, he says that your brother's blood cries out to heaven. This is one man's blood crying out to heaven. Imagine what the sound must be like in heaven, the sound of 60 million plus babies' blood crying into the heavens. I mean, it has to be deafening. And we need to pause and understand this, and also appreciate, as you said, Alan, is that God is a forgiving God. He's a redeeming God. And he wants us to turn to him. This is what this is all about, is that, look, he knew that we weren't perfect. If we were perfect, Jesus was unnecessary. You know, then he really messed up. I mean, why send your son as a sacrifice if we were already perfect? We're far from it. And he understands this, and this is why he sent Jesus, so that we could, you know, come back into relationship with him. And this country has been so blessed, as you said, founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We just celebrated the 401st Thanksgiving of our, you know, really our founding fathers, our true founding fathers, which were the Pilgrims, who came here, you know, based on prayer, based on hope and faith in God, that God would give them this opportunity. And here it is. God blessed them and us with this incredible American idea. And we've been a blessing. I'm not saying that we've been perfect. We've been, you know, we've gone through life. We're imperfect human beings that make mistakes. And thank God for his grace and his mercy. But and through it all, you know, whether you look at slavery, also look at the things that America has done and how we've participated in things, you know, whether it's World War I or World War II, you know, how we've, whenever there's been international disasters, it is America that is leading the way to go and help people and to, you know, provide services, you know, whether they're health issues or food and support to help other people. This is the character of America, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and he is a forgiving God. Even if you feel like a murderer or have murdered, he is willing to forgive that if you turn to Jesus and ask for forgiveness.
Well, and that's the message to the women, and men as well. Like I said, more and more men are coming to this. I've said that I've often have been anticipating the cry of Rachel from a male perspective, is that men, and this is what I'm seeing, Alan, is more and more men are realizing that they have participated in this sin of abortion, and they're turning to God, and God is a forgiving God. He's not abandoning you to your sin, and that is the hope that we have, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Bill, and as I say, America needs to return to that foundation that made this country great and that provides us all safety and security in very difficult and troubling times we live in.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.